Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles travel up north to MetLife Stadium to take on the New York Football Giants this Sunday. It's the last road division game for the Eagles in 2016. They need to get a win. And to preview the matchup, we bring in a man who is an institution when it comes to covering the Giants, and that's Michael Eisen from Giants.com. Michael, my first question for you is this. The Giants have struggled to run the football this season, ranked last in the league in that category. So have they gotten enough good play from Eli Manning to offset that on the Giants' way to their 4-3 start to this point?
Chris, before I answer the question, I just want to say that in 2011, we finished last in the league in rushing, and we won the Super Bowl. But to answer your question, yes, I think Eli Manning has been playing well. He's really no different than he's been in any other season. It's year 13 for Eli. He's actually has his highest completion percentage of his career right now. He's a strong leader. He's a key team captain again. He's throwing the ball well. Has he been perfect? No. I'm sure most notably he'd like to have a couple of passes from the Washington game back. But Eli's playing well at age 35.
Michael, not to harp on the rushing game, but Shane Vereen is injured. Rashad Jennings has struggled. He's had some injuries this season. Is there any hope in sight for the Giants' rushing attack coming off the bye week?
Yeah, I think so, Chris. I don't want to minimize the fact we are only averaging 70 yards rushing a game, and I know Ben McAdoo would like that to improve. But I do think so. I think we look at Paul Perkins, the fifth-round draft choice from UCLA, who has I think only gotten 16 touches in the first seven games, and I would expect that he would see the ball more often. He's shown potential to take the ball and gain some yardage. Orleans Darkwa, who didn't even play, he started a game and then didn't play the next two, but he's a hard runner when he's in there. Everyone expects Rashad Jennings to come around at some point. He's in top condition, and there's still hope that Shane Vereen will come back off IR late in the year. So I definitely think there is plenty of hope and the possibility of improvement in the run game.
Michael, Eagles fans are well aware of what Odell Beckham could do on the field, had over 200 yards in the game this season. But how has Ben McAdoo utilized the other receivers? Victor Cruz coming off missing last season with a knee injury and rookie Sterling Shepard.
Well, when you have three good receivers like that, Ben's trying to spread the ball around. There's going to be mismatches somewhere. I think Odell is the one who most often draws a double team. So you look for Victor, you look for Sterling. But he's trying to get the ball to all of them. I think, Odell is probably the first among equals. But Ben's trying to get them all involved as much as he can.
If you look at the defensive side of the football, Michael, Jerry Reese invested a lot of money this offseason in free agency. So of all the new additions, who has provided the most bang for the buck on the defensive side of the ball for Steve Spagnuolo?
Right now, I'd have to say Janoris Jenkins, our cornerback. He's really been, he's certainly been our best cornerback. He's the one who covers the top receiver on the other team in most games. He has two interceptions. He's been a good tackler. He plays hard. He's a practice every day. He also returned, scored a touchdown on a 65-yard blocked field goal. So I would have to say all of them have played pretty well or very well, but I think Janoris is a little bit above the others.
Last question for you real quick here, Michael. Who is an under-the-radar X-factor? Who's a player that we're just not talking about that might impact this game between two division rivals who are both 4-3 in the season?
You know, it's hard to say that Olivier Vernon would be under the radar, considering he's one of our marquee free agents. But he only has one sack this year, and I think he personifies what coaches like to say, that sacks are overrated. It's really more pressure. He's been a really good all-around player. He had five solo tackles in the London game against the Rams. He forced a fumble, pressured Case Keenum. He's really done a lot. Just doesn't have the sacks to show for it. And I really think he's on the verge of a breakout game where he's going to get a couple of sacks and really step up as a major force at defensive end.
Michael Eisen from Giants.com, thank you so much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.